On Mondays, our business report focuses on technology, and today we report on a new smart meter. It's a meter that could help consumers become more aware of how much electricity they're using. Economists and environmentalists say consumers would be more mindful if they understood the real cost of the power they use. And one of the nation's biggest electric utilities is now spending big bucks on new technology that could make that happen. From member station KPCC, Rachel Miro reports.
In the lobby of Southern California Edison's Service Center in Westminster, there's a meter museum. A glass case contains electricity meters dating back to 1888. The meter outside your home isn't that old, but it's probably as old as the house is. Millions of California consumers are about to get a new meter. Edison engineers are testing the latest prototypes now in the lab upstairs from the museum.
We're able to get a lot more out of these products than just a couple of years ago, even a year ago.
Paul DeMartini directs Southern California Edison's advanced metering program. He says the newest meters are a lot like personal computers.
We know, for example, with these types of meters, whether somebody's power's out, we can actually remotely turn customers on when they move in and out, so people don't have to wait a couple of days to have somebody physically go out and do that any longer.
There's another benefit to these newfangled so-called smart meters. They allow utilities to communicate with consumers electronically about how and when exactly they use electricity. Southern California Edison anticipates environmentalists and penny pinchers in its customer base will light up reading emails or text message alerts telling them to turn their appliances down or off when demand and prices are high. That's in the near future. Eventually, the utility plans to automate energy savings.
In the next 3 years, we're going to start seeing major appliances that are smart energy ready that can communicate, and the customer would just push a button on the appliance that set their preference. Then the device, the electric dryer, for example, would know that they want to have maximum energy saving, and so if we sent the signal that said high price, it would turn off the heating element for a period of time and then come back on once the event was over.
He figures residential customers can cut about 10% of their use on average. Small savings on the personal scale, big savings for the grid when megawatts are most expensive. That's exactly what state and federal energy regulators are pushing providers to do across the country. But not everybody's gung-ho about smart meters. At least in California, customers will be footing the bill for the upgrade.
We're going to pay yet again for another experiment that we don't need.
Marcel Haverger is a staff attorney with the Utility Reform Network, a consumer advocacy group in San Francisco. Haverger says he's all for encouraging more conscientious energy use, but he doesn't think a doodad that costs $240 per household is the best way to go about it.
It would be cheaper for Edison to give everyone a clothesline or plant a tree in front of every south-facing window than put fancy meters on our homes.
Edison anticipates it will cost more than $1 billion to roll out smart meters for all its customers in the next 5 years, but a utility spokesman says the cost and the savings will be spread out over time. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.